All right. Hello, and welcome to this edition of Eastern Sierra Now News. I'm your host, Byron Walter. This episode is brought to you by Eastern Sierra Mountain Film Festival, happening October 4th through 7th next week. Now, we have a fair bit of news for you, but I just want to throw it out to our series sponsors, High Point Solar and Astorga's Mexican Restaurant. Take it away. I just want to thank our episode sponsor, Eastern Sierra Mountain Film Festival, and then our series sponsors, High Point Solar and Astorga's Mexican Restaurant. All right, now on to the news. It looks like a single vehicle accident happened at the Bishop McDonald's. At approximately 0958 hours, Bishop PD dispatch received a call for a vehicle crashing into McDonald's on Main Street in Bishop. Bishop PD, Bishop Fire, Inyo County Sheriff, and Reach Ambulance responded and located a pickup truck partially inside the playground area of the restaurant. Could you imagine? The sole occupant was transported to Northern Inyo Hospital for treatment. Traffic was diverted and the vehicle removed. If you go by the McDonald's, you can actually see the damage. And there's also police tape right outside where the truck hit. They have a piece of plywood covering up where the hole was created in the play place. Can you imagine if your kids were in there when that happened? Thank God no one was hurt. Except for the driver. Our hearts go out to the driver. The good news is the building inspectors have already gone through the damage and McDonald's is going to remain open. Go Golden Arches. And it's been quite an uneventful fire season so far. Knock on wood. Inyo National Forest lifts fire restrictions on Friday, September 29th. So due to the above average fuel moistures for this time, low fire activity, favorable weather conditions, and now foreseeable future, as well as increased availability of suppressive resources, we will be lifting seasonal fire restrictions, said Larry Pingle, fire management officer for the Inyo National Forest. While these conditions are no longer cause for higher fire danger, we urge everyone to minimize wildfire potential when recreating on the forest. Recently, as night temperatures began to drop, we encountered an uptick in firefighters responding to unattended campfires on the forest that could have turned into wildfires. All right, so I just have something to say there as a responsible camper. Your fire needs to be dead out. and we're not playing there, you know, because we don't want a wildfire. We want to have campfires. I love personally having a campfire. I think it's one of the most special things in the world. And I don't want anyone to get hurt by that desire of for me to have a campfire. So I follow the rules and I pour a gallon of water on it at the end of the night, or, you know, put some dirt on it. But I make sure it's dead out before I go to sleep. So always remember, campfires must be supervised and controlled at all times. Only leave when fully extinguished. Like I just said, campfires must be at least 10 feet away from flammable material cleared out around it. 10 feet away from fuels. To reduce impact and to the landscape, if available, use existing rock rings. That's preferred rather than creating new ones. We have a ton of campsites that have existing fire pits. Just use those. Certain activities are prohibited year-round. For example, possessing, discharging, and using fireworks or pyrotechnic devices. Completely prohibited. I mean, come on, people. We don't... Our fire insurance is on the line. A valid California campfire permit is still required. Okay? And just remember that. As the fire restrictions lift and we've gotten through this fire season pretty squeaky clean so far, let's remember to recreate responsibly as Eastern Sierra citizens and tourists so we can continue to have fires in our campsites up in the mountains and enjoy all the great park places that we love. Thank you. All right, it looks like somebody tried to evade a Bishop police officer at a traffic stop. A sergeant in the police department, the Bishop Police Department, was just trying to make a traffic stop after doing a transport to the jail, and the driver failed to yield, and a pursuit ensued. The driver was apprehended around Black Rock on 395, thanks to the Inyo County Sheriff's Office and the Bishop CHP. So you can't run from the cops anymore. It's 2023. Good luck with that. And here we go. Our most pressing story of the day. A bishop bat tested positive for rabies. So on September 18th, 2023, Inyo County of Public Health received a report that a bat was seen behaving strangely in the northeast area of Bishop. It was reported to be flying towards people and livestock in the middle of the day without making bare skin contact. A resident secured the bat and brought it to the local veterinarian office for further testing. The veterinarian clinic contacted the Inyo County Animal Control, who sent it to the California Department of Public Health for testing. The results were that the bat returned positive for rabies. Anyone who has had contact with a bat should contact the Inyo County Health Department, 760-873-7868. If you suspect your animal came into contact with a bat, please notify your veterinary clinic. Rabies is usually fatal unless treated before symptoms begin. Humans can get rabies through contact with an infected animal's saliva, typically through a bite or a scratch. Any mammal can carry rabies. People should be especially concerned when an animal is behaving aggressively or does not show a normal fear of humans. How to stay safe from wildlife: never approach, touch, feed, or pick up a wild animal. Do not approach if you see sick, dead, or erratically behaving wildlife. Humans and pets should avoid contact with bats. Make sure all pets are up to date with rabies vaccines. Consult your doctor in the event you have been in contact with an animal that could be rabid. All right, all right, all right. Another day on this edition of Eastern Sierra Now News. I want to thank you. I'm Byron Walter, your host. I want to encourage you to download the Eastern Sierra Now app, as it pertains a lot more content that I cover in this program. I also want to thank the Eastern Sierra Mountain Film Festival happening October 4th through the 7th. Tickets are available now. I would get those. It looks like some incredible programming. Thank you so much, Eastern Sierra citizens. Byron out.